Wisdom of life comes to us in many ways, but what could be a more direct way of accessing wisdom than the Torah that the Almighty gave us? That is why the 48 ways includes number 14, B'mikra, the written law, and number 15, B'mishnah, the oral law. We can seek wisdom from a teacher, a friend, a student, or from our own inner knowledge, but nothing is as 100% accurate as learning it from the Creator himself. Our Torah is a set of books and laws with deep spiritual power to influence us. In the way of God, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto speaks of the Torah as the primary way for God to channel his spiritual energy to us. This is the spiritual energy that anyone feels who learns in yeshiva. But the aspect of Torah that the 48 ways are talking about here is Torah's quality of being the ultimate wisdom book. All of the Torah is called Torah Chaim, instructions for living. Each part of it is teaching in different ways the wisdom we need to know to lead our lives successfully. The main divisions in Torah are the written law and the oral law. Today's way talks about the written law, tomorrow's way, the oral law. The written law includes the five books, the Chumash, the books of the prophets, Nevi'im, and the writings, Ketuvim. Together, they make up the 24 books of the Tanakh. Since God gave us instructions for living, it goes without saying we should make the effort to know it. If you really wanted to be an accountant, and one thick and difficult to understand textbook would tell you what you needed to know, you wouldn't let yourself be held back by the fact that it is difficult. You would read it as many times as necessary to know it. Life is more complex and more important than accounting. We need to make a plan for ourselves. How am I going to know the Almighty's Torah? Realize that the drive to do that will have to come from you. No teacher can do more than help in the process. Although going to shirim or learning with a rabbi once a week can give you a lot of knowledge over time, to seriously know Torah, you need a commitment to learn every day. To know all of the written Torah, you need to know Hebrew. To know fully the oral Torah, you need to know Aramaic as well. And spend some time in the yeshiva until you have the language knowledge, the skills, and the training to be independent. But Judaism is not all or nothing. There is a lot you can pick up even without language and textual skills if you approach it in a consistent way. For the written Torah, go through the five books with the art scroll Chumash and its commentary. Follow the Parsha of the week and try to get as much as you can by hearing Shirim on it, listening to tapes on it, and asking questions of your rabbis. Read through the rest of Tanakh, even without commentary, to become familiar with it. There are some English books you can get to explore more deeply what is going on in individual books. The key to getting something out of it is doing it in an organized way. Have a plan for what you are going to study. Have a review plan so that the information stays in your mind and can be used for living. To learn wisdom from the written Torah, it's important to understand certain principles for how to learn it. First, take the Torah seriously for what it claims to be, a book from God. If the Torah is from God, it must be telling you the absolute truth. If you don't agree with something you read, you have two choices. Either you didn't understand the Torah correctly, so look deeper. Or your understanding of life in that particular area is wrong, so understand why you were wrong and change your worldview. For example, so-called enlightened people today are against capital punishment. But the Torah calls for it in many instances. It must be that capital punishment is right and moral, at least in certain circumstances. If the Torah is from God, it must all be relevant to you, even things we don't do today like sacrifices. Work to understand how you can get from it principles of living that apply to your life. In either case, it is perfectly okay and important to growth to be able to say, I don't understand this. I don't see how this is relevant. This doesn't seem morally correct to me. These questions only help you towards a better understanding. Look at the people in Torah stories as real. When Avraham bows down to three angels who he thinks are ordinary people, ask, how could a wealthy, powerful, highly respected man put himself in such a subservient position before three ordinary people? Why would he do that? What should we learn from Avraham about how we treat people? Don't take any of the stories of Torah as just interesting stories. It is all to teach about living. The story of Adam and Eve and the snake is not a fairy tale. It isn't even there to teach interesting history. It is coming to tell you what the basic mistake of humanity is so we can avoid repeating it. Don't take any of it as just written for that time and the way people were back then. Torah principles are principles for all time. When you know Torah well, you can use it as a research tool. Do you want to understand what to look for in a wife or husband? Look up the criteria Avram and Eliezer set for finding a wife for Yitzhak and why Rivka agreed to go. Do you want to understand the modern world better? Look at the story of Ishmael to understand the relationship between the Arabs and the Jews. Look at the story of the Tower of Babel to understand what we can expect from the UN. We all feel great respect for an older person from the pre-computer age who is able to master and use successfully the latest modern IT technology. It is hard to develop a new talent. With regard to Torah learning, we are mostly Bali Tshuva, who got into it later in the game. We have many other responsibilities that make it difficult for us to take the time to learn the skills of Torah learning. But when something is important, we can make the effort at any age, and nothing is more important than being able to access the wisdom God wants so much to give to us.